That's a cool way to end a song. I didn't want to talk because I wasn't sure if it was done or...
Was that just silent that entire time?
No. When I press the buttons, it goes silent when I'm on air. So I was ready to go on air and talk, but, that's
all
why
that,
you couldn't
all
hear.
All that weird, trippy stuff we did.
And now here we are.
Now here you are. Hey, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
Yeah, of course. Well... You didn't break anything last time, so what the heck, we'll have you back.
We can't say that for everywhere we've been.
No, that's true.
I've heard stories. You guys have a reputation, and you are the outside voices, at least two of the outside voices.
That's correct.
Introduce yourselves.
After you.
My name is Kevin McManus. I play the bass in the outside voices.
My name is John Patrick. Friends call me JP. I sing and play guitar.
JP.
Yeah, it's a popular initial around here.
I guess so.
And web domain name.
Yeah, you totally stole my thunder. I used to be Jason Patrick Myers, and I'm still Jason Patrick Myers. But you're John Patrick, which is fine. I mean, we could share the JP thing. I've got the JPM thing.
It's a good Irish name.
It is. Mm. It is. Usually gets me free drinks, so it's fine. But you guys have got a few things going on. You just had your EP release, which we're going to talk about, but you're here to talk about as well. You're playing this Friday, February 2nd, at the Winchester, along with Hamilton Handshake and the Brothers Band. But you just had an EP release.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it. It went pretty good.
Yeah, it was Saturday night at the Venice Cafe in Kent, Ohio, where we all currently reside. And it was awesome. We had a really great turnout. We hadn't played in a while, and we really pushed for a bunch of people to come out and just kind of party with us. Family, friends, fans, the likes.
Those are always like the shows I find that you get a good chunk of people. It's like that's not the normal people who... always come to shows. It's more of like the special occasion, You get like the parents and some family yeah. members and stuff. So that always makes it way more special.
Well, what I like about what you guys did, you guys actually finished this album a while ago, and you spent a good amount of time promoting.
Yeah. Well, we recorded it back in August, and then just kind of did that quietly. And we're like, hey, we're doing this thing. And then we went back out on the road and did some Weekend Warrior stuff. And then, like, this winter, we started compiling a bunch of content and video and promotional kind of stuff that we could start rolling out throughout this year.
Yeah, speaking of the video, you guys made a music video. I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about the cover of this CD because it makes me uncomfortable a little bit to hold it, but it's fine. We're going to get to that in just a second.
Wash your hands, buddy.
I know. Need some. It's fine. I'm used to you, Kevin. I understand how it is. But before we get to that, how about we hear another tune? Sweet Tooth?
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Here are the Outside Voices on Neo Rex. Voices here on Neo Rocks. That one's called Sweet Tooth.
You like that one?
I do like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're quite fond of it.
Well, you wrote it.
Kevin, it was actually Kevin's idea for that harmonized guitar part, too. He's a big Thin Lizzy fan.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Because like, yeah. We had done stuff on the last record where... that could have happened, and like the whole time I'm kind of sitting in the corner like thinking like, you guys, Thin Lizzy, you know, I mean, like, and Weezer for that matter, that harmonized sort of like lead thing, and I really pushed and lobbied hard for that on this record.
He got his way. Look at that.
I got it.
JP, can I call you JP?
Yes, you can.
Are you not a fan of the harmonized guitar?
No, I like it. I was just making note that it was Kevin's idea, especially because he's the bass player, and to have everyone was very vocal, more vocal this time for these songs than on the last record, as far as like putting their influence into the project. You know, before the first record was a bunch of songs that I had already had like pretty much finished, and they were just like completing the parts. But we, these four songs, we all wrote from scratch together for the first time, and that's kind of how we're building the process now. So it's, I like when they get vocal about stuff like that.
That's so cool. And you guys met Matt as you were
coming. Yeah, I know him from way back when. He's a young cat, but even when this was like 7 years ago, and his band Shred Rot used to play shows with my old band Burning Down Broadway, and it's great to see him doing so well.
Yeah, he's great. His voice is amazing.
He's a great singer. I love his music. He's great. Very nice guy.
He is. And I was asking him about, I'm always curious. It's the one stereotypical, like, okay, this is like, you know, it's coming question that I will ask most people who write songs, because I'm legit like curious. How do you write your songs? For him, he said it all starts on guitar. Mm-hmm. And he admitted that at times he drives down the road with his guitar and plays it, which is really dangerous.
What?
Yeah. He's probably listening now.
See, my weird quirk, I have to look in a mirror when I write the song.
Let's talk about it.
it was this thing I picked up. What was his name? He used to be in a... I'm forgetting his actual name. He used to be in a band called This Providence. Like weird like pop rock band from back in that scene, and I was talking to him after they played Musica one time, and I was just kind of starting out as a songwriter, and he goes, you should try like practicing in front of a mirror, like writing in front of a mirror. One, it'll help you be a better front man because you're like watching how you move when you play, but two, there's only one person you can't lie to when you're writing a song, and that's yourself.
Interesting.
So if you're kind of like writing it to yourself, there's some sort of like deeper connection or something.
Honestly, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
So like I'll write the song or like come up with a line in my head or something, but if I'm actually trying to like finish it, I'll just like play it in front of a mirror for like 2 hours.
So does it matter what mirror? Could it be in the kitchen? Could it be in the bathroom?
It depends. Yeah. Okay. Wherever you want.
Any mirror.
Any mirror you want.
How many mirrors do you have in your residence?
This one, not as many as my last one. I had like this apartment I lived in last year had the closets were just the doors were all sliding mirrors. So that was really interesting for multiple reasons. But now I just have one mirror.
Had to step off the mic there. cool. Well, that's really interesting. That's way better than writing a song on a guitar while driving.
While
on
driving,
the road.
Yeah, very dangerous.
Matt, we're on to you.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you got to.
I think what's interesting is, I mean, JP was he was right to say like that he's letting us in more creatively, but he's still writing like the general sort of idea coming to us with a verse chorus even more, and I think that's pretty cool because we have so many songwriters within our band already because we all came from bands where we were singers and songwriters, and it's really fun to be a part of that process. I mean, it never really gets old, but I personally enjoy not having to do that job anymore and can just focus on being a bass player.
Well, it does seem easier that way, doesn't it? I mean, instead of just sitting in a room where there's four or five of you, whatever, and you're like, okay, what do we do now? Somebody comes in and says, hey, I was just in front of my mirror. Guess what I got?
Right.
I mean, it makes it easier. Then you can come up with the Thin Lizzy, you know?
It definitely turns into a jam, but the ideas come from somewhere. And for the most part, it's this guy right here.
So I have to admit something to you. I have not seen your music video.
That's okay.
It doesn't resemble the front of your CD cover at all.
No, we were a little more clean cut in the video.
Yeah. The video is cool. I mean, you should check it out. Everybody should check it out. We got on a rooftop in Brooklyn, and the song's called I Hate Brooklyn, but we had a lot of fun with it.
See, now I really want to.
It's not too serious. A lot of dancing.
A lot of dance moves. Yeah. Kevin's doing some mic swinging.
Yeah. Frank, like some like Roger Daltrey sort of, you know.
Our drummer's a real big fan of Mick Jagger, so he gets into that a little bit.
I don't want to ask too many questions here because, you know.
So then we'll be here all night.
Well, not just that, but I mean, I'm just picturing this. So you're on a rooftop in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. And Manhattan is behind us, correct? Is that Manhattan?
Yep. It's about to rain.
It was about to just pour.
It was 40 degrees outside.
And you brought props.
No, we brought all our gear. We loaded all our gear up 5 flights of stairs without an elevator.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like during top 10
after
hangover
after driving 8 hours to New York and back.
Yeah. Just to shoot a video.
Well, we're going to get to where, you know, everybody can hear everything from you, but why don't you tell us where they can find that video right now in case they're wondering.
You can find it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheOutsideVoicesBand. It's also up on YouTube and our website, TheOutsideVoicesBand.com.
.net. We own that.
Yeah.
.net as well?
We own
that.
Yeah,
I just thought it was hilarious.
Why not, right?
Right.
That's awesome. Well, that's definitely what I'll be doing when I get home, checking that out. But we're going to play another tune before we get to your single, I Hate Brooklyn. We're going to do one more before we get to that. This one's called Kiss Me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
It's about you.
Oh, nice. The Outside Voice. That was weird. The Outside Voice
yeah,
is
buddy.
On Neo Rock. repeat, that song was not about me. That is The Outside Voices with Kiss Me.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff, man. I'm digging all of this.
Thank you.
So it seems like you guys are kind of on a schedule. Like, we can expect maybe January of next year a new EP?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm not going to say for sure.
Well.
But, so it's cool because, so 2 years ago, we played our first show with this current lineup on January 27th. So that's 2016. January 27th, 2017, we released our first full-length Hound Dogs. And then just this last weekend, on the 27th, we put out that EP. So the goal is to have some more new music out January 2019.
Well, it's working for you. Like I was telling you off the air, I feel like I see your name everywhere.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We're really hitting Northeast Ohio hard, but at the same time trying to, as much if not more, get out of town and out of the state.
I'm sorry, I'm still staring at the front cover. I'm
just like that?
No, I really
describe it for the
so
the
I'm
listeners.
Going to, I'm going to, because I've been teasing it forever. So one of the five has no shirt on.
Yeah.
Kevin, I love you. You're looking a little greasy.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, GP, you look confused.
Always.
But the color is awesome. I'll put it on my Facebook page there. Just I love this cover. It's awesome.
It's just candid, you know?
Yeah, which is great, which kind of it's you guys. It's who you are, right? I mean, good stuff. Well, you've got some other touring that you're gonna possibly be doing. You were kind of on a southern thing last year, weren't you?
Yeah, we're trying to just keep repeating the same circuit and building relationships in those different states and cities with other bands and kind of expanding the fan base. But yeah, we try to get down to warmer weather come March. We did February last time, and it was ironic that when we were in the south, it was still like 40 degrees.
Yeah.
But then we got up to New York City in mid-February, and it was like 65 and sunny.
It was beautiful.
And it was just really random.
We were down in Memphis freezing our butts off.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Do you have a favorite stop that you went to last year when you were doing your tour?
You go first.
Nashville's always interesting. I wouldn't call it my favorite, but there's just a cool vibe to that town. Greensboro, North Carolina has always been really good to us. Indianapolis. I'm going to say Memphis just because it was really strange.
Yeah.
Memphis is a really weird...
We did 2 days in Memphis.
Memphis is a really weird town.
Do tell. I was just there a few months ago. I do love it.
It was Valentine's Day on a Tuesday, and it was like 30 degrees and overcast, and... For lack of a better word, there's just a lot of bums around town.
Yeah.
A lot of panhandling, a lot of like weird encounters. This guy played drums on his chest for us. He was definitely
strange.
Living in a van down by the river.
I expected, like, you know, like my vision of Memphis was like blues and like music everywhere. And we got there and we're like, okay, it's a little more scaled back than it was in the 60s and 50s, perhaps, you know? It was interesting. But no, we ended up having a great time.
A lot of good friends down there.
Yeah, and played some good shows down there. But it was strange.
You know, it's funny. Like, first time, I've been there probably about half a dozen times. Mm-hmm. First time I went there was probably, like 15 years ago. I had all these expectations, like, this is what it's going to be. Get down there, and the music's great. But yeah, it's different. It's different.
Not to speak ill of the
no,
town.
No, I really enjoy it. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, that Bass Pro Shop.
Whoa.
I don't know if that was down there 15 years ago when you were there, but I'm pretty sure we walked through some sort of portal. That, like,
you know the pyramid?
It's a giant pyramid.
It's a Bass Pro
Shop. Turned it into a Bass Pro Shop that's got this elevator, restaurant, bar on top. There were live alligators.
There were
and,
ducks,
like, ducks
just
walking
around
the store. And like they had this arcade game. We like walked through one side and out the other side, and I think that's when Memphis changed for us.
That's amazing.
It was very weird.
That's amazing. Yeah. I was just there a few months ago. And, it was, they had that. I didn't visit that. I went to the Civil Rights Museum and a bunch of other stuff, but...
That's probably
Man, well, anyway, we could talk about that forever. But you're planning on doing some other things this year as well? Some possibly getting out of town?
Yeah, we got some tour dates lined up in March. About the same circuit, Indianapolis, trying to hit Chicago, Tennessee, North Carolina, getting to West Virginia this year. Got some festivals lined up that I don't think I can talk about yet.
Some stuff in Southern Ohio as well.
We're gonna be busy, yeah. Hopefully.
Well, for everybody listening right now, where can they find you?
We're on Facebook and Instagram primarily, at The Outside Voices Band, or theoutsidevoicesband.net or .com, depending on how frisky you're feeling.
A lot of solid content.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. You just put something on Instagram and Facebook as well, Kevin.
I did. That was for my personal account.
Oh, was it really?
Well, yeah, I'm just cross-promoting here, brother.
You're savvy. I like it.
No, I don't know. Yeah, we're trying to also focus on that this year. Especially since there's only 4 songs on the EP, we're trying to push a lot of video content, self-producing all our own stuff with our buddy Connor, and just trying to break the internet, I guess.
That's the way to do it. And like I said, you guys have been all over the place, and we're going to play the single I Hate Brooklyn here in a second. Again, The Outside Voices, Hamilton Handshake, and the Brothers Band this Friday, February 2nd at the Winchester. 9 p.m., is that correct?
Yeah, right about then. It's also Groundhog's Day, so you never know what's going to happen.
You could play 2 sets.
I could play the same song over and over and over again.
And you're going to look at people like, what? What's your problem? Yeah. This is what we do. Do you really hate Brooklyn?
It's a love-hate relationship.
Okay.
I could never live there, I'll say that safely, but it's fun to visit.
Okay.
It's very expensive.
So if I'm from Brooklyn, I'm not. I'm from Cleveland.
I think people from Brooklyn hate Brooklyn.
So if I bought the Outsiders and I read this, and I'm like, wait, I'm from Brooklyn. It says I hate Brooklyn. When I listen to this song, how am I going to feel?
I don't know. We've gotten good response from people in that area because Connor Elder, the dude who produced the video, Elder Media for that sake, he like posted it on some Reddit like page that was pertaining to Brooklyn. And there was a lot of people who were like, oh, that's a cool song, man. That band, what was the name of that band that commented on it?
I don't remember, but regardless of how they feel about it, it's going to be stuck in their head.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I can't tell you, since we put it out a couple weeks ago, like I get text messages or like Facebook messages like, hey, I woke up this morning and I can't get this song out of my head. Like, make it stop.
That's when you know you did something right.
Right.
Thank you guys for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Much appreciated. The Outside Voices, Hamilton Handshake, and the Brothers Band this Friday, February 2nd at the Winchester. On Madison Avenue at 9 p.m. Thanks, guys.
And thanks for all you do, man.
No, you got it. Hey, you
for guys, local music, thank you.
You got it.
Shout out Redwater Rojo. Mm-hmm.
Here is The Outside Voices with their single, I Hate Brooklyn, on Neo Rocks.